Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bert Show.
You get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
Justin Baldoni's former agent from WME is speaking out about that lawsuit he's embroiled in with Blake Lively. It has been a minute since we've talked about this lawsuit, but if you have somehow missed this, Justin Baldoni is currently in a legal battle with actress Blake Lively. Blake Lively has sued Justin Baldoni and his company, Wayfarer Studios, accusing him of sexual harassment during their film It Ends With Us, which came out last summer, and also alleging that he orchestrated a smear campaign against her. Obviously, Justin Baldoni is denying those claims, but now his former agent from WME gave a deposition in which he says that the way Lively and her team treated Justin Baldoni felt like quote unquote extortion. Now, the reason why this news is actually really interesting is Danny Greenberg is the name of this agent, and he worked for WME, which also represents Blake Lively and her husband, Ryan Reynolds. And WME was kind of at the center of a lot of these extortion claims because some of these higher ups were basically pushing back on Justin Baldoni, saying like, we're going to do whatever Blake and Ryan want from us because they are huge money makers for us. So like, whatever you got to do, like you just got to go with the program. So the fact that somebody from within that company is coming out and saying that the way her team treated him did feel, again, I'm going to use that legal language, feel like extortion, is pretty telling. So his testimony basically suggests that what might seem like some big industry disagreement is probably more of a threat or a demand from his point of view. So Lively spokespeople have pushed back pretty hard. They basically pointed out that a court has already dismissed much of Baldoni's $400 million countersuit. They've also said that this deposition from a now former agent doesn't really add anything substantial because he's a former agent. They've also emphasized the fact that the legal system's rulings like dismissals hold more weight than a clickbait post, which unknowingly rhymes.
Right. I mean, I think when you're reading things online, it's really easy to judge when you don't know everything.
Exactly.
You know, when you're hearing one side, it's a narrative. I tried to tell this to somebody the other day. Like when you're listening to somebody's podcast that's explaining their side of the story, or in a case like this, when a lawyer comes out and says their side of the story, it's no different than when Paris Hilton came out with her autobiographical series on Netflix, and she was the producer on it. They create the narrative. They're not going to say anything that makes them look bad, and that's the case here also.
Exactly. I just can't believe that the court case is going to come to fruition in March. Yeah. Like, it's less than 5 months now.
Does that not seem like it was forever ago when we were talking about this? Like, we're going to have to wait so long, and it's going to be here before we know
That's what I mean. I'm sitting here, I'm like, what do you mean it's coming up next spring? And I'm going to have so much time to watch all of the court proceedings because I'm just going to be sitting at home watching it go down on the TikTok. But a more exciting news, Swifties got a very exciting announcement yesterday from Taylor Swift on Good Morning America. She announced two new projects that are coming out on Disney Plus and Hulu. The first is she is re-releasing her Eras Tour film, but it's going to include a part of the set list that wasn't included in the original set list when it came out in theaters. So of course now we're like, we want to see it again, but add Tortured Poets Department in. And then she's also coming out with a 6-part docuseries, which is going to be a behind the scenes look at her record breaking tour.
People like to talk about phenomenons. Almost as if it was pieces falling into place. As if it just happened. The Eras Tour wasn't when all the pieces fell into place. This tour was just when every single one of us who had done so much work, pushing inch by inch, to where we all clicked together. We have broken every single record you can break with this tour. She's having the time of her life. The only thing left. 1, 2, 3. Is to close the book.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, I think there already are, but there will be more classes on marketing and how Taylor Swift mastered it.
Why did she disable the comments on that post?
So she has her comments disabled on her Instagram, period. So it's not that post as a whole. But if you go to Taylor Nation, which I'm sure reposted, you can comment and say something on it.
Gotcha. I saw, because I am, whatever my algorithm, people are upset with her partnership with Disney.
Really?
Because of the ABC Jimmy Kimmel thing would be my guess.
Oh, is that the time?
Oh, uh-huh. I gotta do a little more digging. But I've seen I've like people were not at least in my algorithm and what I was seeing pushed in me, and I now recognize that we are in echo chambers. So, and I'm excited for. But yeah, there were several people, and also some people that I follow that were posting stuff calling her out for her partnership with Disney.
It's so hard to boycott anybody in a partnership because, like Cassie was saying here, they probably own 10 or 12. Other networks or 10 or 12 other entities. So if you're going to boycott one, you got to boycott 12.
Also, I'm sure that this deal was done years ago when they were starting the Eras Tour, because Taylor has worked with Disney Plus multiple times in the past. So it's really no shock that she's partnering with Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's obviously frustrating the timing of it all with the whole Jimmy Kimmel situation. But if they produced it, or if they had already made this agreement at the beginning of the Eras Tour, there's kind of really nothing you can do.
And as far as disabling the comments, I've had that thought before also. Mm-hmm. Like, I know in the social media world, it helps you somehow, some way, like connect and build a community. But at the end of the day, you really got to take a look at yourself also and go, is it worth it? Is it worth the mental load of everybody reading them?
Yeah, if you're someone like Taylor, no. But if you're someone trying to grow your business, mm-hmm. yes, because that's how it grows.
The Burt Show.